Okay, good evening. So we're going to pick up where we left off last time. So really, I mentioned it to the other side of the page, to my Hava Allah, and that's where we'll pick up next week. But we're not going to go all the way down there, simply because we'll do the first Amud here, we'll get the picture, and then we can delve deeper into it. So the Gemara says as follows. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav Asi. Now Rav Asi, just for those who forgot, Rav Asi, there's a famous Rav Asi who is a 3rd century Amora, who's a student of Rabbi Yochanan, who's typically quoted. This Rav Asi obviously is not that individual. Rav Yehuda Bar Yecheskel was a student of Rav and Shmuel. This Rav Asi was a Rav in Hutzal. When Rav came from Babylonia, from Israel to Babylonia, he found Rav Asi. That was from the Gedolei Hador. So Rav Asi was a first generation of Amora. That's important because the Gemara really says Amarav. It's the question whether it would have been Amarav or not. Rav Asi sometimes quotes Rav, and Rav sometimes quotes Rav Asi. But we'll see later on, it will make a difference in what Shitas Rav is. Okay? Just, I mentioned it parenthetically, the Gemara puts it in brackets, and that's for a good reason, depending on how one understands Rav. It's not for naught that is the case. So the Gemara says as follows, Aser leharatus maos keneged ner Chanukah. It's forbidden, Rashi says, leharatus maos is limnois, to count. So you can't count money. Other Rishonim learn to money change, like you're going to transfer money. But either way, you can't count money in front of the Chanukah candles. Why? Because you'd be benefiting from the Chanukah candles. So now, if Yehuda Bar Yecheskel, who said it to the name of Asi, when he went in front of his teacher Shmuel, Amarle, when he told his halacha in front of Shmuel, that's forbidden to count money in front of the Chanukah candles. So Amarle, so Shmuel told Rav Asi, v'chener kedusha yesh bo. What are you talking about? You can't count money? You can't count money in front of Chanukah candles? What do you think, the Chanukah candles are kedusha? What does that mean? What's the problem? So the Gemara then says, "Maskif Rav Yosef." You know, by the way, Rav Yosef is a student of Rav Yehuda Bar Yecheskel. So Rav Yosef argues, "V'chidam kedusha yeshbo." What do you mean? Dam doesn't have kedusha. Blood from an animal that's slaughtered doesn't have kedusha. V'tanya v'shavach v'chiseh. When you shecht an animal, what kind of animal has to have kisu adam? Anyone know? Which needs kisu adam? Oof. A chicken and a chaya, which is like a deer, right? But a cow would not need kisu adam. That's like the Gemara learns son Chulin. So v'shafa v'chisa, we should do kisu adam. When do you do kisu adam? Of course, is to cover the blood of that comes out during the shechita. That blood, the dam shechita. B'mash shafach yechasa. With what you shechted with, you should cover with. So you're going to cover it with dirt. What do you take to cover with dirt? Your hand. Shelo yechasenu b'regel. You should not just kick dirt. You know, like, you know, when you cover something up, what do dogs do? L'havdil, all of us, they kick it with their foot. What do human beings want to do with their foot? Because why do we kick dirt? Because we're lazy bums. So you don't want to go down. It's much more difficult to cover with your hand. So you would kick it with your foot. The Gemara says, "Shalei chasenu b'regel." That looks like an act of bizayon. Shalei mitzvah bezuus alav. Okay, that you should not be mitzvah bezuus alav. So Rav Yosef says, "Hey, Shmuel, kvodu b'mukom amunach. Are you saying that you need to have kedusha not to use it? You see, by kisu hadam, there's a halacha. You can't kick it with your foot. You have to cover it with your hand because of bizayon mitzvah." Hachinami, here too, by the Neres Chanukah, you cannot count money by it. Shelo yimitzvah bezuus alav, that the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah should not be disgraced by you. Excuse me. Okay. B'mash shafach, zecht Rashi. So, b'yad ha-shashafach ba v'lo b'raglo. You have to do with your hand, same hand you shechted with, that's where you do the mitzvah kisu adam. So, to kick the dirt would be bizoyin mitzvah. Now the Gemara continues. Bayuminei, the ass from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The ass from the great sage Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi from Eretz Yisrael. Mahu histapik minoy sukkah kol shiva. Are you allowed to benefit from the sukkah decorations for the 7 days of Sukkot? We know that most Jews have sukkah decorations. Who doesn't have sukkah decorations? Chabad. That's a big kasha why they don't do that, right? But the Gemara talks about having a noy sukkah, right? And so most Jews have noy sukkah. So, you think it's chakras? Amru Asla Ratzis Moses Kenegan Ner Chanukah. So he said to him, right, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi answered, no, you cannot benefit from Noi Sukkah. You know why? Hari Amru Asir Leheratzis Moos Kenegan Ner Chanukah. We just learned that you cannot count money by the nearest Chanukah. What's the reason we just said? Bizayin of mitzvah. So too, right, you can't benefit from the sukkah decorations all 7 days of sukkahs because of bizayin mitzvah. The sukkah decorations on the sukkah, it's connected to a mitzvah. It's just like by Chanukah, you can't count money by the candles because of bizayin of mitzvah. So too, you can't benefit from the sukkah decorations because bizayin of mitzvahs. Omer of Yosef says the great Rosh Yeshiva Pumpadisa of Yosef, married Avram, master of Avraham, Tali Tanya, Pidulay Tanya. Are you going to go ahead and tell me something that we learned from a Braisa? And you're going to learn that from something that's not a Braisa? Sukkah Tanya, we have an explicit Braisa by Sukkah to teach us that we cannot benefit for all 7 days of Chanukah. Chanukah lo Tanya, there's no Braisa by Chanukah. Of course a Braisa is Tanaitic. Rev Asi and Shmuel, who was discussing before, were Amoiras. Why in the world, says Rav Yosef, would you go ahead and learn out Sukkahs from Chanukah? That doesn't make sense. The Tanya, we have a Braisa by Sukkah. It says as follows: Sochah kilchasa. We go ahead and make the schach on the sukkah correctly. Apialacha v'itra v'kramim. And now we go ahead and we consider crown and b'kramim tzedim tzion with curtains and shmigalav. Call it for sheets to beautify the sukkah. Not only do we noy sukkah literally means beautify the sukkah. Not only do we beautify the sukkah that way, but talaba goyzim, we would hang nuts, afrisalkin, peaches, shkedim, almonds, rimonim, pomegranates, perchilu anavim, clusters of grapes, fitaris, shell, shibolim, heaps of wheat, yenois, wine to put up the shmonim. Actually, my shvager, my brother-in-law, has a minug. He puts up a bottle of oil on his sukkah, hangs in his sukkah all 7 days, and then he takes that bottle of oil and uses it on Chanukah. He actually uses it for one mitzvah days. He puts a bottle of oil in there as noy sukkah, and then after sukkahs, he puts it aside and uses it for Chanukah. People put up oil. It's a gemara. It's a braisa. People would even put up oil on there. Also, the stopik mahen. So the braisa says it's also stopik mahen. Ar motze yom tov ha'achron shel chag, until the last day, yom tov ha'achron shel chag. Vim hisna aleihen. But if you go ahead and make a tznai when you put up the decorations that you're going to use them on Sukkot, I'll call it tznai. You can make a conditional placement on there. Ella, so Rav Yosef strongly disagrees with Rabbi Shua ben Levi. You mean to tell me they asked you about Sukkot, and you which we have a braisa that you can't do, and you're going to tell me from Chanukah, right? Ella Amar Rav Yosef Avuan de Kulodam, the source for all bizoy mitzvah, the source for all halachas that you cannot use mitzvahs incorrectly. or in a disgraceful manner is dam, and that which we learned about before, and both sukkah, the, using the noise sukkah, and Chanukah, and every other form of bizoy mitzvah, the source is kisoy hadam, covering of dam we said before. Zakt Rashi, mare nuksim noise sukkah, pirish shetolim bo'elonot. We hang things on the sukkah for decorations. Mare d'Avraham, lashon t'miyahu, a master of Avraham. Tali, you're going to hang sukkah, means he's saying it's figuratively here. Tanya b'braisa, we have a braisa behead, an explicit braisa k'dem farsh v'azal. We say, you know, k'dem farsh v'azal, just so you should know, means we explain right away. We say k'dem farsh l'makat l'kama, means maybe in a daf from now or later in the mesechta. We say k'dem farsh v'azal means immediately, we explain immediately. As we say, but the lo tanya, you're going to learn out one from the other, b'lo tanya b'ner chanukah, d'meimei d'rev asihu, they ain't a braisa. This is the Chanukah was a memer is a statement of an amora. It's a memer of Rav Asi, who's a first generation amora. Let's put it right. And how could you learn that out from a statement from amora and to a braisa? Good, right? So just on this, by the way, the sefer Aderes Eliyahu. Aderes Eliyahu was a Italian sage about 300 years ago, Reiki. Is a gavaldikus thing. He points out a beautiful point. He says, if you look in Shas, Rav Yosef very often makes a statement of Tali Tanya below Tanya. Like, if you say that, how could you learn something out where there's a braisa, something is not, it's Rav Yosef who always makes that statement. And as we saw, the Rashi brings down, it's a tema. Says that there is Eliyahu, you know why? Rav Yosef, the Gemara says in the end of Brachos, was called Sinai. He was the greatest bucky. He knew all of the braces, all of the mishnayos. In fact, the reason they wanted to put him as Rosh Hashiva Pumbatista, the last daf of Bracha says, there was Rabbi Bar Nachmani, who was called Oker Harim, who was this great lamdan who was able to delve into Shas, and there was Rav Yosef, who was a Sinai. Rav Yosef was more valuable because he was a bucky in Kol Torah. This was before the Bar Ilan app. This was before Art Scroll. This was before Gemara. So if you were a Bucky, you had the information. He was more valuable. So it says that there is Eliyahu. You know why Rav Yosef is always asking this question? Because he can't believe you don't know it. It's like, you know, somebody who knows everything. Say, what are you doing? Isn't this Pashit? And you know all these people, like, you know, who knows everything? Like, how are you saying that? Tali Tana below Tani. What do you mean? Like, it's obvious you shouldn't be doing that. There's a Braisa. Remember, they didn't have the Braisa in front of us. Braisa was a supercomputer. Right, he had it. But then the Aderes Eliyahu says a beautiful thing. And that's what he says, Mari Avraham. What is he says? Why did he say Mari Avraham? Master of Avraham? See, Aderes Eliyahu says, so Rav Yosef was really saying, oh, do we have to be like Avraham? Avraham, of course, we know the Gemara says, the Midrashim says that Avraham was a person who came to recognize God without any Masorah, without anything. Mm-hmm. He had to come to God through proof, through understanding. We who come in Avram's footsteps, we have a Masorah, we have a tradition. So Rav Yosef was saying, what do you have to sit and figure this out? We have a Braisa! So he says, Mari d'Avram, do we have to be like Avraham? Do we have to be creating this? We have a Braisa! Tali Tani b'lo Tani, we have a Masorah. So that's a beautiful pshat of the Aderes Eliyahu to say what it means Mari Avram over here, and why in general Rav Yosef always saying Tali Tani b'lo Tanya in Shas. So Rashi continues, "Bidloita v'itshu bekramim pi para piyirios hushtzvayim shikarin ovrans hisna alehen hisna len b'meseches beitza ukmina and be'omer any boldo behind kol benishos." I mean, basically, you see, you can make a tznai. We can make a tznai. That I'm not going to the first night I'm going to still use a kish or yom tovishon. Therefore, all the rest of Sukkot, if I'm going to be using these things, they don't become kaddish. Okay, the avu and the kulan. So Rav Yosef, who argued on Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Rav Yosef says avu and the kulan shiyom du kolimenu is dam kisur adam. We learn everything out from kisur adam. The nafkalan mikra. the shafach b'chitzim b'farsh b'taima, we learn there out that we should cover with our hand and not with our feet. And we saw the reason the Gemara said is shloya mitzvah bezuas olav. That is a source for all halachas of not benefiting from a mitzvah in a negative or disgraceful manner.
What's the benefit here?
Where?
In dam.
Dam.
Are you benefiting anything?
We know we saw it earlier. If you kisu a dam, if you cover.
Yeah, but what's are you benefiting anything?
No. So it's not a question of benefiting. It means. In this case, it's not a benefit.
It's just bezoic.
So, in the case of the Chanukah licht, it's benefiting, and that benefiting for a mitzvah is bezoic. Although we'll see very soon, maybe it's not the benefit. Maybe it's something else. It's the bezoic. But on a simple level, the way the Gemara sounds is it's the benefit that is the bezoic, right? And same thing with them. You can't have any negative abuse of the mitzvah. Okay. In the case of Noisuk also, it's you're benefiting from the Cheftas Shal Mitzvah.
But still, you said that if you think that you will be able to, you want to eat in the day before, you can do it.
Right, because therefore it was never completely a mitzvah. Actually, no, by shoals, right, if you build a shoal al Tanai, you can eat in the shoal. If a shoal is built shalo al Tanai, you can't eat in it. So the question is how you create it in the first place. Same thing by your tefillin bag. The Gemara says, when you have your tefillin bag, before you put your tefillin in there, you put money in there. You say, I'm making out tonight. You can put other things in there. If you only use it for your tefillin, then you can no longer use it for anything else. Even at a later point, you can't change it. It's already hokusul mitzvah. Okay, we'll just do. I want to do the beginning of Tosis just because it's interesting. So it says Sukkotanya. Sukkotanya says Tosis. Mash the time of the noy sukkah. The reason of noy sukkah is mishum bizoy mitzvah. Because of disgracing a mitzvah. The kashalari, who's the re? Who's the re? Rabitzuk, what's his last name? The French had a hard week this week. The kashalari, Dampierre, was a great grandson of Rashi, was a French sage, French Balak Taisus.
Which
is the Rimi Dampierre.
Yeah.
Sukkotanya.
Okay.
So the kashlevi. So the Gemara says it's mishum bizui mitzvah. Later on, Masecha Shabbos, it's mashma. The time in mishum migu it's gotzei lemitzvah. So that means the Gemara says not because you're disgracing a mitzvah, but you know if something is designated as a mitzvah, it becomes muksa. So the Gemara later on says, you know why you can't use the sukkah because of muksa. The Tirits and the Rimi Dampier, who brings this contradiction, explains that Tzriche the Tarvai, we need Beder, we need both. If the reason from the Gemara later on is the reason that it becomes Muksa because it's designated for Mitzvah, Lo Havi Asrin Bechol Shemoed, to Lo Shayach Muksa El B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov. Right? We know, is there a halacha muksa on Chol HaMoed by anything? No! Muksa is only on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So the reason of Iskatzayla Mitzvasa, while it's sufficient to say you can't touch your decorations, but people, right, on the first 2 days of Sukkot or on Shabbos, you can't touch the pictures on the wall, you can't touch the decorations, they're muksa. But that's not going to help you for Chol HaMoed. In Chol HaMoed, you can play around with your oils and your dicks, and you can use it, you can smell it, you can do whatever you want by it. So that reason is not sufficient. Umishum bizoy mitzvah, and you know why? What about bizoy mitzvah? Then so that's us for all 7 days. So why does he even need to say eskatz le mitzvah? So umishum bizoy mitzvah lo havi asrinan lohu heicha denafal. But bizoy mitzvah means let's say your things fell to the ground, so it's no longer connected to the sukkah. It would not be a problem when it fall down. So for that, we need to say, iskatzei, right? Iskatzei, mitzvah asrinan, afilu naflo, afilu b'chol amad. Now that says both, it would be asr, even if it falls down, and once you see it falls down, it would be even on chol amad. The Tosfos is shanim, which is on the side, under the Ein Mishpat, near mitzvah. It should say, tough yud. That tough yud, right, is Tosfos is shanim. See, he says in his second teretz, second answer, Inami. I don't know where it is in the article, by the way. So I don't know if you have it.
You should.
But you have it?
No.
Let me see your little art scroll. Oh, you have it right here. Tazen Shanim. It's over here. They change it for you. Don't paska from the art scroll. For those listening
right
to this.
Right side of the art scroll?
Oh, yeah.
Right side of the art scroll?
Yeah.
Left side for those with the old-fashioned Vilna Shas. So in the second teretz of Tosfos Shoshanim, Tosfos Shoshanim says Inami. You see that right before the end, Inami. Hakol Echad Iskatzai LeMitzvah So Mishum Bizei Mitzvah. The Tosfos Shoshanim gives a different answer to the Rimi Dampier. The Rimi Dampier said there's two reasons why we have to have it. One complements the other, right? One complements the other. That Bizei Mitzvah is for certain things, and Iskatz and Muktzes for the others. The Tosfos Shoshanim explains, no, you know why it's muksa, because it's bizei mitzvah. He actually makes it into one reason, which is a little bit different lumdus. I don't want to harp on this because we have other things to do. One should see that there's two different choices. Learning that same Gemara and the contradiction to it in two distinct manners. Rimi Dampier is saying they're both different reasons and they answer different problems. The Tosfos Shoshanim actually makes sense, right? The fact that it's katzai lemitzvasa is because of bizei mitzvah, so it becomes muksa, right? Now, how the Tosfos Shoshanim would answer the problems of the Tosfos the Rimi Dampier is not for now, but just in the ba'al l'oira. Okay, the Gemara then continues. We're gonna go to the bottom of the Amud, and then we're gonna jump in. This is just setting the table. Itmar always is a machlekes amarayim, and now we're gonna have the greats. It's more. Rav Amar. Rav says. I think every time I've stopped, I get that cough. Rav Amar. Ima Likin Miner Liner. Says Rav. Rav's Rosh Hashiva where?
Kungudita.
What?
Surah,
there you go. Alright, Rav says, you don't light from candle to candle. You know why? We'll see soon. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel was Rosh Hashiva where?
Pumpadisa.
No. Narda.
Oh.
There was no Pumpadisa in their generation. Pumpadisa would start a generation later by Rav's student, Rav Yehuda. Shmuel Amar Malikin. And Shmuel says, no problem. You're able to light from candle. New, another thing. Rav Amar Ematir and Tzitzis mi Begila Begit. You can't untie Tzitzis from one garment to another garment. The Shmuel Amar Matir. And Shmuel says, no, you can untie Tzitzis from one garment to another garment. It means you can switch. If you have an old pair of Tzitzis and the actual Begit, the garment, is worn out or gets a hole in it, you can take the strands off and put it on a new baggit, a new garment. Okay? Rav also says, "Ein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon b'Greira." Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon b'Greira. Rabbi Shimon says, "Davar she'ein miskaven is mutter," which means if you pull a bench and by mistake it makes a furrow or a ditch, that was not your intent, and it was not for sure going to happen. The fact that you did that, you have no liability. You're not culpable. Is culpable a Spanish word? Ichesko?
Culpable.
See? No culpable whatsoever. Okay? No problems whatsoever. V'shmuel Omar, no! We possibly could be Shimon, but greater that Dover Shane Miskavin, if you were not intentional, and it was not for sure, no culpable. Okay? Amar Abaye, says Abaye, Shiran, where is Abaye the Rosh Hashiva of? Say the one you said the past two times. Pupadisa. Now you stop. Now you stop.
I have to say Pupadisa. I lost my confidence.
I'm Rabbi A. The Rosh Hashiva Pupadisa. Call me Leit Zimar. Avir Kirav. Everything of Mar. Who's Mar? Oh, for here, I'll just jump to Rashi. Rabba Bar Achmeni, his Rebbe. Actually, was the Rosh Hashiva of Pupadisa. Rabba Bar Achmeni. Everything that my Rebbe, Rabbi Bar Nachmani, did, Rava and Abai were both students of Rabbi Bar Nachmani. So everything Rabbi Bar Nachmani did, like Rav by Isurim, by prohibitions, Aved Karav, Labar Mahani, except for these three things, Tlas, the Aved Kishmol, where he went like Shmol. Malikim Eliner, he relight from candle to, he lit from candle to candle. Umatir Begad Begad, we could do from one bag, untie one bag for another words. V'halacha k'Rabbi Shimon b'Greira. And we pask in like Rabbi Shimon by Rabbi Shimon Skaven. D'tanya Rabbi Shimon oimer gor al d'mita kis of a safsal. Your person could pull a bed, a chair, and a bench as long as you don't have attention latzos charetz to make a ditch. Rashi says miner l'ner can light from candle to candle. The Chanukah because of farish time l'kamei. We'll explain the reasons shortly. Matirin. You can go ahead and tie and untie tzitzis from one beged to another beged. Lahatal tzitzis mitalis yashin latalis chadash. Uve menachas mefarish taima demand daser. Now we have to see this tzitzis. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about tonight, but it's such a geshmak of tzitzis. You can't leave here without seeing it. Look at tzitzis. Well, what's geshmak mean? If no one, if you don't know what geshmak, please listen to the my share 2 weeks ago on Shabbos. Listen to the tape. Rav Amar, right? Rav Amar. Ematir mi begel begel. Everyone have that? It's in the art scroll? Okay, good. Rav Amar, ematir mi begel begel. Rav says you're not able to take tzitzis from one begel to another begel, and Shmuel says we do, and then we're going to see like, that Rav a passing like Shmuel. Loi mi baye. So the Tzitzis says, don't, we're not even talking about Yechovah's talus hudas, so that Rav would say, that there's actually a machlekes in menachas. The Gemara there has a discussion. Does a four-corner garment need tzitzis if a person's wearing it? Mm-hmm. Is it a chovas haguf, a gavra? Or is it a chovas habeged? That every Jew, if a Jew owns a four-corner garment, even if you don't put it on, it needs to have tzitzis. So Rav said you can't take it off one beged and put another beged. Says Taisvis, we're not going to even talk about the Rav Asr's if it's an obligation of the talis, of the beged, to have tzitzis at Rav Asr. Ela filo, Rav is going to say, even if it's an obligation of the gavra, on when you're wearing a dalakal, it's not a chit, if you have a four-corner garment in your drawer, you can do whatever you want, you can leave it there for years. But if you put it on, then you better put it on, because it's a chiv haguf, chiv hagavra. So Rav's not saying, even if it's a chiva gavra, you can't do this. Mm-hmm. What is this like? Habinami, aser kadash of a mezuzah. Just like with mezuzah, we know, the nenash oso shenala. If a person has a mezuzah in their house, and they're moving, and another Jew is moving into the house, right? They're in Israel, or they're changing houses, and a Jew's coming into the house in America. You know what you have to do? You have to leave the mezuzahs on the door, right? There are maybe some leniencies if you're painting or if a guy takes over the middle, but without any possible leniency, possible if that's a shayla, if you don't know the halachas, it is a terrible avera to pull the mezuzahs off, and now he's an avera. The Gemara says that you're punished for this. Dinanish osa shinala. You, the person who takes off the mezuzah, is punished. Really, it's not. Why did you leave it on the mezuzah? Nobody is living there. You left the house. No one is in the house yet. And who has obligation? The owner. Why do I leave the mezuzah on? The Shmuel says, Matirin. Shmuel says, not like Rav. You're able to, if you want to go ahead and take tzitzis from an old beggar and put on a new beggar, it's for sure okay. The Shmuel kufi saver to chovas talasu. Shmuel first of all holds that the obligation of tzitzis is on a beged. The beged needs to be filo hachi matirin. Why? Kevin sha so l'tzor begedach. What is your problem, says Shmuel? You know why you could take off tzitzis from one beged and put another beged? Because you need it for the other beged. It's for the same mitzvah. What's the big deal, right? You got it, Shiron. Mm-hmm. Now, Tysus just says, how is Shmuel going to understand mezuzah? Why does Shmuel say you can take tzitzis off one beged and put another beged, but if you're moving houses, right, you're moving on up, you're in a three-bedroom, and now you're getting a four-bedroom house.
You need the mezuzah too.
So why can't you take your mezuzahs down and put it on your new house? Right? Why Shmuel says you can take tzitzis off one beged and put another beged, but you can't take a mezuzah off one house and put it on another house? So the Gemara says, to answer Shmuel, Maybe you just took it off. You're not going to put it on another house. You just took it off your house because you don't want to lose the value of your mezuzah, right? You know, your leaving mezuzahs then and now are expensive, right? No one wants to give up a good mezuzah that costs $60, you know? No one wants to just leave a mezuzah on there. It's a lot of money.
Especially if it's a few one.
What?
It's a few one.
It's a few of 20 rooms. It could have, you know, it's over $1,000. The reason one, Inami Shani Mezuzah Shani Shasuyei Lahatsu Mezikin. The mezuzahs give shmirah, protection. That's why you want to make sure mezuzahs are kosher in your house.
Talis also gives shmirah, no?
No, only Bishas Zaam. The Gemara says in a time of tragedy. But mezuzah is constant. We can have mitzvah for talis, but the shmirah is a different shmirah. It's a different shmirah. It means it's based. Because there's a question. Beis Yosef asked a question. If we don't wear four color garments, so why wear a talis? It's katan. What? Okay, we get a mitzvah, but look, if you don't put tzitzis on, you know, as younger, I had a rebbe used to come to me like every, you know, all the kids in the class, you know, you make sure they have tzitzis, like, you come and massage you, make sure you'd be sitting in class, learning about all of a sudden, like, you feel him like massaging you. He wasn't coming to massage us. By the way, in today's world, he'd probably get arrested, but, you know, they'd accuse him of who knows what, God forbid. But he was a fine man, married, nice family, but he massaged you. Why do you have to wear a talis katan? What's he was so worried about? Because of, besides the mitzvah and the chinuch, the Beis Yosef quotes that in a time of tragedy. Both Shmuel and Rav say you can't take stuff one beged and then not put on a new beged. But what do we do? Alex is a veteran of the Chevra Kadisha. What do you do with the tzitzis of the dead person? You passel them. You take it off. You don't put it on anything else. So there you're taking it off, right? And you're not putting it on anything and anything else. He says, Taisa says, don't worry about that. In Kasha Shalala Hatar Tzitzis Mitalis Shomeisim, that we know we bury the dead with Tachrichim and with Pasol Tzitzis. Don't worry about that, because we're only talking about the talis shel chai, only of the living, but not of the dead. The Gemara then continues as follows, and then we're going to hold. Yasef u'merabanan kamei derav ada barava. There was one of the sages who were in front of ada barava. Yasef v'kamar, he was saying, time of derav. You know what Rav says, you can't light from one candle to another candle? Mishum bizoy mitzvah. You're going to disgrace the mitzvah. By lighting one candle to another candle, you're disgracing the mitzvah. Amar lo, Sir Ada Barava heard this, and he said to them, he said to the people listening to this sage, say this, don't listen to him. They can only know that someone's coming up and saying an idea. Don't listen to him. Time of the Rav. Rav has nothing to do with Bizoyin HaMitzvah. It's the Kamak Kish Mitzvah. If you light from candle to candle, is you're going to makchish the mitzvah. Look at Rashi, Taima Derav. See it? Miner l'ner, mishum bizoy mitzvah. You would have think it's bizoy mitzvah. Shehilik kisam she'ena mitzvah. You're going to take a chip of wood or another candle today and go to one candle and light another candle. Miner shum mitzvah. Ma'alikashar. You're going to go to the candle number one and light it. That's going to be Bizoyin pizza. So he says, no, it's Achushe. Rashi explains Achushe. It means literally, what's Achushe mean, Gidron? How you touch it? Diminishing, right? Kachash is like weak or frail, usually. It means you're taking away from it. Demechze, says Rashi, keman to shakal nura. Looks like you're taking away from the light. Vishoyev ksatzis machluchashmano. And it looks like you're taking away from the oil. So it looks like you're taking away from the mitzvah itself. So the Gemara says, okay, what's the big deal? My benayah, what's the difference between bizoyin mitzvah and echushe mitzvah? Ikepanayo de kamalik mishrag l'shraga. Right? Because echushe mitzvah is also, in a sense, a bizoyin mitzvah at some level, right? So, but why was Rav Ada Brava so insistent you can't say that? Because if you light from one candle in the Chanukah Kalich to another candle, and not from means you take night number three and night number four, as opposed to an arbitrary candle, right? So that's all a mitzvah. So mishum bizoy mitzvah, there's none, right? Mishragel shalom matlik. So if you're doing from one mitzvah to another mitzvah, that you can go ahead to. But if it looks like you're taking away, then you can't do that even from candle to candle. Is that clear? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we'd like to go in here a little bit deeper. For those who have a old-fashioned Vilna Shas, you jump to the back. I'm gonna probably, just because of time and I want to get into it, I'm gonna read a little bit from the back, just to give extra credit for those who have it, and then we'll... You know, it's Dapi Arif, Tes Samin Aleph. Tes Samin Aleph, the Rif.
Tes?
Tes, 9. So, and I think the judge chickened out, by the way.
Yeah,
he was supposed to have homework.
Still researching.
He had homework for tonight. He's probably tired. It's past the bedtime. What? He has to tell me where the Bala Moor is. So he got scared. So the Ma'ura Katan, so the Baal Ma'ura set, and the Baal Ma'ura, there's Masech the Shabbos is there, by the way, you don't have to do that. So the Baal Ma'ura says on the bottom, if you look at the Baal Ma'ura, who's the Baal Ma'ura, by the way?
Josh is not here.
Call your lifeline.
Okay. There was Rakia Levi, was from the southern France, Provence. So the Baal Ma'ura says, 12th century, by the way, just in case someone forgot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. So Baal Ma'ura is trying to figure out, do we pass in like Shmuel? Do we pass in like Rav? Is there Bizayim Mitzvah here? Is there not Bizayim? Listen to what he says. Well, I'm just gonna say that's it because I'll start, but I'm gonna say that's it. Maskana the mil shmeitz the chashir meir Chanukah. We're chayish meir Chanukah the bizoy mitzvah, right? We're a bizoy mitzvah. Afilu l'shtamish the ora l'davar rashus, even to use the Chanukah light for a davar harashus for a non mitzvah thing could go to harutzos. Maus is a problem, but kedusha emba. We pass like Shmuel, and you know why we pass like Shmuel? The Baal Ha'Ma'ur connects to this sugya. Remember, we had the sugya about kabsa zakik law. If it goes out where they're connected to it, if it's permitted to use the light of the menorah, also the shtamash era, mutar shtamash era, 21b chafal from the base. So the Baal Ha'Ma'ur connects the sugyas. He says there's no kedusha. Well, so he says, what does the Baal Ha'Ma'ura explain? The Baal Ha'Ma'ura explains that the reason why you cannot use the count money is not because it's us or l'shtamish lor. We paskin like mutter l'shtamish lor. We paskin like the Gemara 21, which is we most Rishonim did not learn that way. Most says that we can't use the light of the candles. But the Baal says, no, we paskin like the pen that's permitted to use the Hanukkah candles. So if it's permitted to use the light of the Hanukkah candles, why can't you count money by it? Says the Baal Ha'Ma'ur, for one reason only. When we say it's mutar l'shtamish b'ora, that's for mitzvah use, but not for mundane secular use. So you could use the Hanukkah light. According to the Baal Ha'Ma'ur, you want to take a Gemara, go right up to your Hanukkah light and steig away. Not a problem. If according to the Baal Ha'Ma'ur, if you're going to give tzedakah and you want to see the money to give tzedakah, yeah, you can do, right? To do a mitzvah in front of it, you can do. Stam is like to work on your business to count your money, which is a darar shus, says the Baal Ha'Ma'ur, that you can't do. The Baal Ha'Ma'ur then says, it's an interesting thing, which we'll get back to afterwards. Ula oilam sarach shetein nera charesim abayis kefuwa l'kot hashmiso. You always have to have another candle left for all things. Kitarava. Damarava, it's Sarachni Achers Shamish Lor. We need another candle for we call the Shamish to use for the ore. And even a Ma Damar Mutter Shamish to ore, Kol Tashmish Bahad Rav with Sarachni Achers, Shloya Roya Oimat Sarach Wadlaka, says the Baal Ha'Ma'ur, you're able to go ahead and use the Chanukah lights. You still have to have a Shamish. you still have to have a shamash. You know why you have to have a shamash? No matter what, certainly if it's usser, but certainly if, even if it's mutter, you have to always have a shamash. Because if you're able to use the chanukah lights to read your gemara, it's going to look like those are not chanukah candles. It'll look like it's a lantern. I, says the Balmor, you're allowed to do things a mitzvah in front of the chanukah candles, but we don't want it to look like they're just a lamp for you. So you have to have a shamash in order to illustrate that you really, the extra light's what you're benefiting from. Okay? It has to be like a hecker, says the Baal HaMor. Now, on the side of the Baal HaMor is his great contemporary and antagonist throughout Shas. All on the roof is the Milchamas Hashem. The Milchamas Hashem literally means the war of Hashem. The Ramban, Nachmanides, felt to defend the Rif. They're both commentaries on the Rif. Rav Zrachya Halevi often argues on the Rif, and the Ramban will defend the Rif very often. And he'll always argue on the Baal HaMor. So you have this constant back and forth between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban throughout Shas on the Dape HaRif, on the page of the Rif. Says the Ramban, absolutely not! No way! No way! What are you talking about, Baal HaMa'or? We do not, says the Ramban Paskin, that it's permitted to use the lights of the candle. We Paskin on 21b, Osir Leishtamish L'Oira. It is absolutely forbidden to use the light of the Chanukah candles for anything. Period. According to Ramban, if that's the case, if the Gemara says us l'shtamish l'oira, it means anything, rishos, mitzvah, anything. So what in the world is our Gemara 22a teaching us? Why? What is Rav Asi telling us? You can't count money. We already learned that in 21b, right? We don't need a review here. It was only an amud ago. It wasn't a long time ago. If you're going to tell me that we paskin usher l'shtamish l'oira, you can't use the lights of the Chanukah candle. What is our Gemara telling us? So on that, the Ramban says that if we didn't say you can't count money, we would have thought that something which is permanent, you can't do in front of it. But something momentary, for a minute, counting money, such means doing something and learning by the candles, you know, having that to read by. Remember, this is before Thomas Edison and electricity, before even Google. Can you imagine a world before Google? Right? Right, so that you can't do, but to go ahead and for 50 seconds count your money, not a problem. Says the Gemara over here, Asla Haratzas as a mammon. You cannot count money. You know why? Because even a momentary benefit. So according to the Ramban, the Gemara is you can't use for sure not by a mitzvah, but not by anything else you can use it. Above the Ramban is a student of the student of the Ramban. It's the Ran. We learned this Ran. We learned this Ran on the first class 5 weeks ago. The Ran says, like the Ramban, that you cannot use usser, to use the Chanukah lights. What did the Ran say? We learned this Tekeim Shalidei Neis Shenasa Menorah, because the miracle happened in the Beis Hamikdash with the Menorah. Teknu Asa Kemenorah, just like the Menorah and the Beis Hamikdash in Hilchas Chanukah. That's the Ran, Hilchas Chanukah. Just like the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash you couldn't use for anything, okay? So to our menorah, you can't use for anything. So we paskin, usser, it's forbidden to have any benefit as well.
How do you understand Shmuel then?
Okay, so I'll explain once again. So, says the Ran, you know, so why, before that, what's Rav coming to do here, right? What's Rav coming to do? What is he coming to tell us? So, what Rav is saying is, also, you would think it has to be an established activity, right? Something that's significant, but something that's insignificant would not be a problem. So the Gemara here says, it is a problem, according to Rav. Shmuel would say something which is not, that's something not significant. That's not what the Gemara is talking about over there. When the Gemara says, "Asul shtamish toira," according to the Ran, Shmuel says that's a permanent activity. Something that's temporary, it's not a problem. So Ran's really saying like the Ramban. He's saying a little bit more, it's like the Menorah. He explains the reason. The Rosh, Rabbeinu Osher, 2:6. Look at that. Good catch. Schultz. Wow, I don't have to even kiss him. It's like kissing like Shalom Pisa Mitzvah. Cover the third over here. All right. The Rosh, if anyone has a Rosh 2:6 in the back, page 326 in the Dapi, in the Rosh. If anyone wants to see, I'll do it. The beautiful Rabbeinu Osher. Beautiful Rabbeinu Osher. Says the Rosh, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Hasi, Rav Yehuda says, Asa Rav Sma is connected near Shachanaka. Afal Gav, the Ifsik Le'el, even though we paskin on 21b, the Kol Tashmish Asher Lora, that any Tashmish is Asher to get its benefit. Hanudavka Tashmish Kavua, that's only something which is a set act. Zaharoya Oymer Lahem Tashmish Zeh Halakha. For lo l'shem mitzvah, it's not for the same mitzvah, but tashmis of arai, it's very temporary, right? It's only for a second. Lezeh lo haliko, right? No one's gonna think it's the Rosh explains it. Remember where Rashi said, where Rashi says asher l'shtamish lo yehud. Anyone has 21b over there? No. 21b. When it says asher l'shtamish lo yehud, what Rashi say?
She nikkur shehu ner mitzvah, but like
keep going. Finish it. Why can't you use the light? Because of pirsum hanisa. If you would go ahead and use the light, it lacks pirsum hanis. So the Rosh understands the same thing. Mm-hmm. The reason why in 21b you can't use the light, it's usher to benefit from the light, is because of pirsum hanisa. Right? It doesn't look like a menorah if you're going to use the light. But you know what? That's only if you use something permanent. No, it's still if you have a menorah and the guy for 15 seconds changes money in front of it, it's still pursuing Nisa. So you know what the Rosh actually says? But we don't let you do something which is bizoyon. You know what bizoyon is? To go close to light and start doing money, that's already a disgrace. If you walk by, you look at your watch for a second near it, that's okay. You go out and start money changing, you have to go right next to the light, and you're looking, like almost like you do a havdah like this. Mm-hmm. Like, that is a bizoyon of the mitzvah, says the Rosh. So, also the Rosh, it's a money, because it's actually like a real disgusting thing to do in front of the menorah. Not that it's disgusting, but it's not sugapas. It's not proper, right? But you want to know why in 21b, what's that song? That's Pursume Nisa. But for you don't take away pursuit and for something for 2 seconds. You know, if you have a wedding meal by the menorah and you're eating your meal, that's you can see and eat it, that's a problem. How does Shulchan Aruch hold? So if you look at Tof Reish Ayin Gimel. Sif Aleph in the middle. The page Kof Mem. Bays, okay, 142. So Mechaber says in the middle. You have there. I mean, if you want, you can share with Sean. Yeah, here you go. Pass down. Kufman Bays, Tafresh Ayin Al Gimel Sif Aleph. Mefish Aser. Got it. Sif Aleph in the middle of it. You got it? The Fisha Aser? Got it?
Yeah.
So the Fisha Aser, Lishtamish Benir Chanukah. The Mechaber says it's forbidden to use the nearest Chanukah, Bain B'Shabbos, whether on Shabbos, whether weekdale. The Vafilo Livdoik, Ma'os, even to check money. Olim Nasa, or to Catholic. Remember, I told you there are different Rishonim who learn it that way, Laratus differently. So either check money or to count money is forbidden. Aser, Afil Tashmish Kedusha. Even to do something of Kedusha, could go in Lil Moid La'oira. Aser. You know that's opinion, you know whose opinion this is? This is the opinion of the Ramban. This is the opinion of the Ran. okay, that they hold it's usher even davar shel kedusha. The yesh mi shematir, they're those who are matir tash shel kedusha, right? The yesh mi shematir tash shel kedusha. Who is that? So the Torah quotes the Baal HaEter. The Baal HaEter says exactly what the Balaam Or said. Remember, right? Mm-hmm. It's a davar shel kedusha, right? The Balaam Or said you can't do mundane things because it's a mitzvah. But a davar shel, you want to learn? Beautiful. Yesh mi shematir b'tash shel. Right, that's the opinion of the Baal HaMor. Now, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Aleph, 11. Okay? Usser, the first opinion, which is the opinion of the Ramban, of the Ran, okay, is Usser, Yishlo Yemitzis Bezuyas Alav. Right? Vidaf Kabazet Shol Koparim Tashus Arai. Right? Aval Kol Shem Shash Klumer Shalashim Beisa Beshash Ner Chanukah Dolakis. Now, of course, you can be in your house, right? If you're going to see the lights, you can have some benefit from that. But if not, what you can't do is use the lights, right? I mean, you're allowed to be in the room with the light on. It's not, you know, it's, people feel good about it. They stare at the Hanukkah candles. There are people even daven by the Hanukkah, the Hasidim, the Rebbes, you know. I daven by the Hanukkah candles, but I'm not a Rebbe, you know, but it's an auspicious moment to daven by the Hanukkah candles. Right? It's a beautiful thing. I'm not benefiting. I'm not using the lights. I'm seeing it. That's for sure. Okay. Now, according to this opinion, I feel tash shel kedusha. Listen to this. Medivri atas muach to derech shon aser feel belima derech arai. Ti ilu be derech keva, I feel derech shni aser. So Taz understands that when do we say that you could learn by the candles according to the second opinion? That's only Derech Arai. Who said Derech Arai and Derech Keva? That was... What? The Ramban did not say that. I mean, the Ramban and the Ran both said that we have to say Asr Laharat Samaos. What? Because you shouldn't think even temper that they hold it's Asr because it's Bizei Mitzvah. That's the Chiddush of them. The Rosh. What did the Rosh say? The Rosh said Tashmish Kavu is Aser, but Tashmish Arai is not. Why is it Aser to count money? Because that's, you go close to the candles. That's like really not nice. But if it's something that's just Arai to learn Torah, so when the Taz starts conflating it, he's not willing to say like the Baal HaMor. He doesn't want to learn the Smachah, but the Baal HaMor would say, for a mitzvah, you can do as long as you want. Remember the Baal HaMor said, we paskin mutu l'shtamash Torah. Just, we don't let you do Aser Ratzis and Ma'amon for things which are mundane. But if it's Kaddish, you can do as long as you want. So the Taz is really taking the Rosh and not the Baal HaMor in the second opinion. Okay? Usser, by the way, Usser, Chem Ben Eres Beis HaKnesses, just like in the old days they have shul candles. Mishnah Lera Afta Shri Kedusha, Kamo Ba'is Tehanu Im Yirtz Espal Mar Vetzlam, Kol Mishol Dachal Chatzis Shah Usser. So too in the shul. You can't go use the shul candles, the Chanukah candles, and benefit from those candles. As well. Okay? So again, the Mechaber brings two opinions. He brings the opinion of, the first opinion is the opinion of the Ramban and the Ran, and then he brings the opinion of the Baal HaMor and the Baal HaEter as well. And, two opinions. Let's see the next part. Remember the Baal HaMor said something? What did the Baal HaMor say? The Baal HaMor said you always have to have a shamish. Right? The Baal HaMor said you always have to have a shamish. Why do you always have to have a shamish? Because even if you use the menorah, it has to be viewed as a menorah. If you're going to sit there and read by it, how does it look like to somebody walking by? It looks like a lantern. Right? But the shamish means you're really benefiting that, but the menorah is something separate. So look at the mechaber over here. Let's continue. V'nogin l'halik ner noisaf. For the minhag is to light an extra candle. It should be like shuhulak achron, that you're benefiting from the extra candle and not from the menorah itself. And therefore, the shamish should be distant. It should not be right by the rest of the candles. really, the way that the Ramachamer says you have the menorah, the shamash on the side somewhere. Okay. The Medina Zeilu ain't arguing the Hoysef, right? We don't, that's a Yashamash Shabbat Malikanes, who Adif Tvei. So we don't have an extra, like probably the Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach says Pashat. If you have electricity in the room, technically speaking, you don't need a shamash, because the reason you have a shamash is you shouldn't look like you're using the menorah, right? It shouldn't be that you're using the menorah. But if you have electricity and the lights are on in the room, what's the problem? The Ramah says, he quotes the Mordechai. Who's the Mordechai?
Before.
No, he's quoting the Ramah. Contemporary of the Rush. Chaver the Rush was killed actually in the Rheinfleisch massacres. Relatively young. So the great Mordechai, who was a student of the Maram Rutenberg with the Rush, says, Yesha Sosu Yoiser Aruch Misharneris. So you should put the Shamash higher. It should be higher, which is Arminic. The Shamash should be higher, right? It should be distinct. Why is that? Because the first light you would see is a Shamash light. Right, so either they're on the side and it's higher on the side, or it's in the middle. But it shouldn't be, according to Shita Mordechai, you shouldn't have a menorah which is all equidistant, and you put the shamash there. Some of them have the shamash like a little bit lower, right? Some of these shamash, it's like you have the menorah and the shamash on the side, a little bit lower. That would not be according to the Ramah if you have a menorah like that. The Ramah says that once you have a shamash, you can benefit from the menorah. The whole machlekes Rav and Shmuel is without a shamash, but if you have a shamash, it shouldn't be such a problem. Bach vehemently disagrees. The Bach says you're only allowed to use the light of the shamash. Actually, if you look at look at the Berlocha, Laor HaNoisaf. You see that on the bottom? Mm-hmm. Berlocha says, the Elon Or Noisaf, Hinele Datsa Bach, the Af Negdoi, Mutsosh Oshamish, Aval Negd Kuan Yachar Osir, Kim Shinir Chanak Besoicham. Right? So you can go ahead and use the light of the Shamish for what you want, but you cannot use the light of the shamash and the Hanukkah candles together. Clear?
So the shamash solves the issue of hanoah, that you cannot benefit from candles.
Shamash you could benefit from, it's no problem.
It allows you to benefit from.
Right. That's what Ramah says.
It does not permit you to disgrace, right? It doesn't permit you to. Bizu is not.
Pash is not actually, and even we'll see the Magen Avraham brings down, really should try not to even use it because it still takes away from looking like you're reading the candles. The question is, at what level? Yeah, the Pash does not take away from that. Right. The Bach argues really in the Torah. If you look at the Torah, Darchei Moshe Hay, and the Bach on that, he argues the Pri Chadash. Who's the Pri Chadash? Alex, Moscow. Talk about the Pri Chadash.
He wasn't in Moscow.
He was in Italy. He was a Rav in Italy. Ichaslasavia, 17th century. Eventually, he will move to Jerusalem. He's buried in Har HaZeisim. He was a Bar Plugta. Him in the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim wrote a sefer called a Pri Tayar. In the Yoreh Deh, they argued. So Pri Chadash is beautifully. He has like a compromise between the Ramah. The Ramah says you can use benefit from all of the candles once you have a shamash. The Bach says absolutely, you should see the Bach, I can't go into a detail right now. Absolutely not. Says the Pri Chadash, he has like a compromise. If you would you'd have the shamash alone and you'd be able to do what you need in front of that shamash, if that would be enough light for you, you can use all of the candles. You know why? Because the shamash would have been enough, sufficient. But if you would have only had the shamash, and you would not be able to do your job, then you can't do it at all. So that's like a compromise. That means, when does it look like it? When you would not have enough. But if you would have had enough anyways, you can't. The Bach, the Rabbi Akiva Eiger actually agrees with the Bach. He says the Rabbi Akiva Eiger actually agrees with the Bach that you cannot do things by the Shamash because it's really using all of the lights. And you can't distill it. How in the world are you going to tell me? It looks like you're using all of the lights. You know, you tell me the Shamash is, even if it's a little bit higher, come on, you're in a dark room, you're going to tell me you're losing it. That's, Rekir Eger says, no way. So what's Pshat by the Ramah? How do you understand the Ramah? So the Gilyoni HaShas, which is Yosef Engel, great 19th century sage. The Gilyoni HaShas says, no, Pshat by the Ramah is like this. The Ramah says, Zev is a Gorim. There's a principle in Torah called Zev is a Gorim. This and this cause. So the Ramah says, who cares? Once you have Zev is a Gorim, when do we aser the menorah to get the light? If it's the menorah, you're getting light from the menorah. The myth is another source as well. We don't have to say it's forbidden. You can rely on the Shamash. At the end of the day, the Ber Halacha quotes the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that we should be machmir, not to use even the Shamash light at all, because the Ramban, Nachmanides, said that it's also always, because whenever you use the menorah, even if there's a Shamash there, it takes away from Persumi Nisa. The whole mitzvah of Neris Chanukah says the Ramban is Persumi Hanisa, right? And if you're seeing them doing your money or your taxes, or even according to the first opinion, learning Torah, and even if there's a Shamash there, at the end of the day, it takes away from Persumi Hanisa. L'chatchila, you should not do it, says the Ber Halacha. I just want to end. I didn't get to do it because the time is late, but there's a big. We learned out, as we saw earlier, from Bizur HaMitzvah. Many Rishonim actually learned from this the thing of Dam, that Bizur HaMitzvah is Deoraisa, it's biblical. And they learn out even things which are any disgrace. For example, Sefer Chasidim says that if you would spit right next to the Kisui HaDam, that would be Bizur HaMitzvah. You can't do anything at all kinds of cases of Bizur HaMitzvah, some beautiful cases. Which are what you would say are Bizur HaMitzvah. One of them, we can have a Sunday, the Beis Yisrael. Who's the Beis Yisrael? Who is the Beis Yisrael? Anyone from Poland here? Any Polish Yidden here? Any Polish background? Ger? Beis Yisrael was the Ger Rebbe. He rebuilt Ger Chassidus after the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. So Beis Yisrael Chelches says as follows. If you're offered to be Sandik, and you say no, that's Bizur HaMitzvah. So if anyone, John Frank, asks any of you for something to be Sandik, please say yes. You shouldn't be over Bizur HaMitzvah. Okay, we'll hold here.